Our Hiawatha Locker Room Chat continues one final time, presented by Carl's Body Shop. Brandon Tamman joined by the Red Hawks boys basketball coach, that is Gary Smith. His team still in action in sub-state tournament play, and they'll be in action Thursday night at Royal Valley, taking on the top seed in Sabetha. We'll talk about that momentarily, but Coach, another one-possession victory against Jefferson West, and you know those matchups with the Tigers this year have all been close, and now in a sub-state opener earlier this week, you guys get it done 57-55. What'd you like about your team's effort, resiliency, and just everything that took place in that game against Jeff West earlier this week?
Well, you know, this time of year, you've got to play with some urgency, and I thought they did that. And you know, we weren't perfect by no means, but, you know, we were able to make enough plays throughout the game and in result get it done.
You know, just the improvements that you've seen from your team, you know, from last year to this year, just 4 wins last year, 9 wins, another one would get you a double-digit win season. If you're able to knock off Sabetha, just talk about the improvements that you have seen from your team here in 23 and 24, maybe compared to last year.
Oh, you know, of course, you know, we've got some experience. You know, there were a couple of those kids that were starters a year ago, and you know, they do a nice job and understand what it is, you know, we want and what they need to do. So, you know, that's a big deal. And we've got some young kids that are doing a good job. And, you know, from year to year, it changes. But, you know, this year it's worked out to where, you know, we've been able to, you know, get better. And a lot of it, I shouldn't say a lot of it, but, you know, some of it has to do with just how we match up with teams. And, you know, Jeff West would be an example. And, you know, we, for whatever reason, you know, we match up with them awful close. And I'm sure, you know, he feels the same way. So we were fortunate enough to get through that one. And as a result, like I said, we've been able to, you know, take advantage of some matchups and get a few more wins.
In order to be the best, they say you got to beat the best. And right now, Sabetha, they've been the best in the Big 7 the last couple of seasons. And you get another crack at them here in the sub-state semifinals. You saw them just 9 days ago, or less than 2 weeks ago, I should say. And that was a 58-36 final. What needs to change here in this matchup? I guess we'll go here. What would you say is the biggest strength maybe that Sabetha has that you got to kind of contain to keep yourself afloat?
Well, probably size and strength and you know, just the culture of, you know, what it takes to be successful. And, you know, they've had that through football and basketball, but, you know, over the years. You know, we were up there the first game we played in this year, and, you know, we was actually, you know, it was just 1 or 2 possession game right before halftime. And, you know, they had their runs in the second half that were, you know, got them up a little bit, but, you know, we felt like we could compete with them fine. And then, you know, we had them here, you know, later in the year. And, you know, I think if you take away the second quarter, I think it's just a 3 or 4 point ball game. But in the second quarter, we got outscored pretty bad. And, a lot of it had to do with what we did, not necessarily what they did. So, you know, obviously we want to try to clean it up and see if we can do a better job, you know, with that. And, hopefully we can. And, you know, like I said, you know, some years you go into matchups and you're just like, man, we got our hands full. And they are obviously a good basketball team, but we feel like we can get in there and compete and feel like we got a chance.
Excited for this one. Semifinal action in Class 3A at Royal Valley. It'll be Sabetha and Hiawatha. That is the first of the semifinal matchups tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, of course, on KNZA and the Hiawatha and Sabetha channels. And then that's followed by Perry Lee Compton and Topeka Hayden in the other semifinal. That is Gary Smith, Hiawatha boys coach. And always, Coach, we thank you for your time throughout the course of the year. Good luck the rest of the way, and we'll talk to you soon.
Well, it's always good to hear from you, and hopefully we can get a few more games in.